direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, your new favorite podcast. That sniffle you just heard. You're so self-conscious. Well, you know, I'm very excited about my guest today because this is someone who I've been trying to get to be on this thing forever. And this is like an early Christmas present because I never thought it was going to happen. But my lovely wife is here today.
Merry Christmas. It's all you're getting.
Is that it? Really?
Yep, that's it.
Well, you know what? I spilled the beans last couple of days ago that you are out on your ass, jobless. So I hope that's okay. I know you didn't sign up to your personal life to be discussed, but sometimes you come up. But I mentioned the fact that you—it's
not a secret.
But I will say that you have thrown my podcasting schedule into disarray because now we've got so much Criminal Minds to catch up on.
Shut up!
During the day,
bastard.
That lead. What's his name? I don't know. What's his name? What do you call him? Cardboard box. He's got all the personality of a bag.
It's not what I agreed to.
Everybody else on the show is fine. I just can't, I just don't like shows where
yes, I know.
We've kidnapped a girl and we have her in the base. I do not want to watch stuff like that. But just that guy, it's the same as the guy from Burn Notice. It's like, your parents watch Burn Notice.
I know Burn Notice, but I don't know anybody that dry in Burn Notice.
The main guy. If you want to karate chop a guy, the best place you should karate chop is near the carotid artery. That will disable him for up to 2 hours. Bruce Campbell's on that show. Awesome. So, now Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., my new least favorite show, I call that guy Burn Notice because he's got the same thing going on where it's just like, good looking dude, just nothing going on. Just nothing. There's nothing there. Bag of peanuts. As Jimmy would say, bag of nuts, friend. I like how you're not giving me anything.
What do you want me to say? You're mocking me.
I'm not mocking you. First of all, I mock myself because guys, if you're watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., stop. It's not going to get any better. It's been.
Including you.
Yeah, I gave up. It's on the DVR.
We need to stop TiVoing that. It's taking up space.
You got to get all those Criminal Minds on there. It runs like eight times a day.
Therefore, I do not need to DVR it. It's just always on.
What do we got? What do we got on the DVR right now? We got Sons of Anarchy, which we...
We need to watch last night.
We need to watch. We got Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
We got Doctor Who.
Yes.
Got a bunch of Teen Titans go.
That your child makes me watch over and over.
Now, that's funny because you like regular show.
I don't mind Teen Titans Go, but for the 12th time in 4 days.
She'll watch those things. But I guess when you're a kid, it's okay to watch stuff over and over.
And she'll watch the same episode like 3 times in a row.
And just laugh every...
And be like, look, 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 look. And I'm like, I saw it. Leave me alone.
Laugh just as hard the 12th time.
It's just as amazing to her.
Yeah. Which is, she had a quote yesterday that really kind of touched me. I said, she was reading her new book, and I said, bless you, by the way. Did I steal it?
Bastard.
She was reading her new book, and I said, is there a book that you read that you don't like, that you haven't liked? And she's like, I don't think that's possible. Because I think just the act of reading...
Yeah.
To her is, and she can, she'll just glom, if she doesn't like everything about a story, she'll find something that she likes about it.
Yeah. And that book she's reading, she's going to finish it today. She's got less than 50 pages. Last night, instead of watching TV, she went to her room for an hour before bedtime and just read that book.
That's great.
And when I was like, you have to go to bed. And she was like, no. And she didn't want to give me the book. I'm like, no, I don't trust you because you will sit here with a flashlight and read.
Yes, she will.
And then she'd be super grumpus in the morning.
I was the same at that age. I have And when we first, I think when we were first, when you and I were dating, I was a voracious reader. And I just, that's something I just do not have. Because, you know, sitting in a chair, I just fall asleep. You know, the Kindle helps. Like, getting a Kindle really helped.
How so?
Because now it's just, I can take it with me. Mm. So now I've been reading more stuff. And then, you know, it's nice to just go, oh, like, here's a book that I would like and just buy it.
Yeah.
I think what really killed it was our old apartment. There was just no room to have books. Yeah. We had
that itty bitty little bookshelf.
Yeah. And there was just, I would have, you know, and then, you know me, I hate to get rid of books. So it was just, I just won't buy anymore. And then eventually you just stop, you know. And then video games are such a big part of my life.
Yeah, she has that ability that I used to be. You don't do it as much anymore, but you'd have like 3 or 4 books going, like all in different places of the house. And it'd be like, how do you, and she's the same way, and she can keep them straight and take tests on them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like befuddled by that.
It's just like, but it's the same way you can keep 4 or 5 TV shows going. And you know the characters, and you know what's going on, and you know.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm getting to the point now where I literally have to watch Previously on Arrow, because I'm like, oh yeah, that's right.
I forgot last week when that happened.
But I've never been a huge. I think this is the time in my life where I've watched the most TV series. Like we have stuff that we watch together: Doctor Who, Arrow, Sons of Anarchy, Mad Men,
Walking Dead,
Game of Thrones. I think this is the time of my, you know, not counting like the time when I was like just watching all kinds of sitcoms. I think this is the most where I'm sitting watching like hour long. You've known that I've never been a huge TV watcher. But so now, like, but there's so much good stuff on TV right now. Like, we never got around to Breaking Bad. We keep saying we're going to do it. And there's a lot of stuff that just keeps getting.
Yeah, because with the new, like, cable seasons, there's no, like, traditional seasons anymore where you have.
There's always something on.
It's like, oh, everything's in reruns. We'll start Breaking Bad. And then you and I have the horrible, horrible binge watching habit.
Yeah.
Where we'll stay up till 4 in the morning and then I gotta get up and take the girl to school and then come home and sleep all day and then it's like, ugh, I'm miserable.
We're really making ourselves sound like
we are parents of the year. it's December. Our awards should be coming soon.
And this has been a weird year for us because this has really been a year where you and I have really had to get reacquainted with one another and like working. We worked opposite shifts for so long and then just gotten used to having to get used to be with each other. And it always makes me laugh because you are a person who will have the TV on for like distraction. So the TV will come on and I'll come downstairs, you know, I'll wake up and like you have the TV on and I'll come downstairs. And you're reading or doing something else.
Watching videos on my phone.
But the TV's on.
Yeah.
And then see, the reason I realized it because it kind of pointed something out to myself. The reason I never have the TV on unless I'm actually watching it is because I'll get distracted because I love to complain. So right now, just when I was taking the trash out, I was annoyed because you were watching The Chew. And I was just annoyed at chef humor because somebody was like, oh, I like little balls. And then somebody else was like, do you like the balls? Oh, it's like, oh God, chef humor. That's the worst. And
Wait. Let me say, I was only watching The Chew.
No, but you weren't even watching it.
But it was on because I knew we were going to record this, and I was like, I'm not going to get invested in something and then be like, oh, God, I told him
You have the beautiful ability. Yeah, you did step in, and thank you, because our guest today was not able to make it, so I wanted to record. I wanted to get something recorded. So I appreciate it. Just for the sake of consistency, because that's one thing, you being home also, is just I'm like, and I'll just hang out with my wife. And then not lining up guests. I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't have anybody coming in for like a week or two. But I was planning on taking the last few weeks of the year, you know, towards Christmas and just saying we'll be back next year. But I think I'm going to do 1 or 2 more and then I was going to try to. Anyway, why am I telling you this? You know, you're my wife. I share everything with you. But yes. Almost everything. But
please keep more secrets. There are things I don't need to know.
You do need to know. And they're in the pages of Marvel Comics. And I will tell you. Look at that.
Between you and Isabella, look at this one.
Captain America went to the Z dimension and he had a kid that wasn't really his. So what I was saying was, you have this beautiful, and this is going to sound like an insult, and it's not.
Can't wait.
You can shut down the part of, you can shut down the part of you, because I know you have this. You have this. You have the gauge that goes, God, this is stupid, or God, this is bad. And you can just shut that down and not hear it in the background. Whereas I'm immediately like, I hear it and like...
And you zone in on it.
My spider senses tingle and I'm like, I've got to break this down so that I know how terrible it is and I can talk about how terrible
it
is.
So you can mock it later.
So I can mock it later. And you'll just like, you're oblivious to it. I'm like, I'll come down some stairs and you're like, what are you watching? You're like, oh, I don't know. I just have the TV on. I'm like, that's why I just don't, because I'll get drawn into it and it's just, it's, I'm like, God, and then I'm mad. I'm mad that I wasted time. I'm mad that whatever it is so awful.
Sometimes I like to see how long I can watch a program before. Like, how long can I make you watch The View? I have no interest in watching it, but sometimes I'm like, oh, how long? I wonder how long.
Well, now that Hasselbeck's not on it, I can go a long time because I just drone everybody out. Like, you know, the rest of them are just like, it's just like, it's dial tone. But there was something about Hasselbeck just being annoying and just, you know who else I can't stand in the morning is
Kelly and Michael. And not so much Michael.
Michael's all right.
I think you dislike the Kelly as the lead.
Well, because now
character.
Kelly has to take the lead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody wants Robin to be in his own cartoon by himself. Unless
he's not by himself.
He's got the Teen Titans. Well, you know, but I mean, what if it was Robin and...
But she's not by herself.
No, but
But you don't want Robin to become Batman and get a new Robin.
Yeah, you stay Nightwing. So many characters.
And I know way too many already.
So we do have a hard out today because I've got laundry going. It's a nice peek into our day.
Marriage.
Let's talk about the three things I wanted to discuss. What did you think of The Walking Dead season, just as far as a season? And there will be spoilers, so, you know, sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
I've been happy with it. I'm not as hypercritical as you are, I think. don't give me that look.
No, I'm not. I was just enjoying the last sip of my iced tea.
I liked it. Like, I know you felt there was really no need to bring back the governor. For three episodes.
Well, you brought him back just to kill him off, which seems kind of silly.
But you brought him back to finish...
Kill Herschel.
There's that too. You kill a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
But you brought him back to finish that storyline. Because if you don't bring him back and kill him, then it's always hanging out there. What is he doing? Where is he?
I felt like they should have...
Is Michonne going to keep going? And
I felt like they really could have compacted it into last season. I think that should have been the season finale. I feel like dragging it on another half. I mean, it was awesome. It was what you wanted to see. It was what everybody wanted to see last year.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why we waited. Why do that as your half season finale? It just seems weird. I don't know the way it's structured.
Yeah. Well, I haven't read the comic books, but I know they've taken a lot of liberties, mm-hmm. and, you know, whatever. So I think they needed to get back to it somehow.
Mm-hmm. Back to the roots.
Yeah.
Somebody pointed out to me, Matt the Rat from Rat House Productions. Shout out to Matt the Rat. He pointed out to me that I think I told you the governor just attacks with like the tank and in the comic. And Matt the Rat pointed out it is twice he attacks. I thought it was just once, but it is twice. But there was a lot of like, but I thought that all was excellently done. I thought it was sad to see Herschel go, but you kind of needed like. Herschel kind of took over where Dale was the
very
voice
much so.
Of reason and the voice of a world that is now past. I like this season. I just feel like sometimes the writers... The thing about The Walking Dead is it's not... I wouldn't say it's great as far as character development or... Martin always brings this up. You know, he says it's not a good show. And I always argue, yeah, but it's got zombies in it, which is enough for me to want to watch it.
And really good quality zombies.
Yes, some of the best makeup I've seen. And some of the characters are annoying, but it's enough. There's enough there to keep me coming back. And there's enough characters there. Like Herschel was basically the heart of the show. This, since they got left the farm, really, he was really kind of the once he kind of snapped out of his little stupor about, you know, the world, you know, being able to fix the
being
zombies.
Able to cure them.
Mm-hmm. I think he's really been the heart and soul of the show. And so I'm interested to see where it's going to go now. Everybody's all split up. It was a great way to end the little half season.
Very reminiscent of the end of last, or of the season two, was
season
it?
Season two at the farm.
With the farm, yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know if I want to, you know, is this going to throw Rick back into the whole, like, you know, because we had him doing the whole Unforgiven pig farmer thing where he just wouldn't he just wouldn't make a decision to save his life, you know? And so I'm wondering if we're going to go back to, are we going to go back to pig farmer Rick, or are we going to get like a Rick who now has to, you know, is this going to, is the potential loss of his daughter and the, you know, the prison and, you know, not being able to keep anybody safe, is that going to, you know, send him off into a, in another direction where he kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, where he gets his balls back, you know, is he going to be able to come back from this, or is he just going to go for, or is Carl now going to kind of take the lead? Are we going to see like Rick kind of diminish and Carl come up, you know, cause Carl's getting older. And I, like I said, I agree. I found myself agreeing with Carl because, you know, obviously if you bring a tank, you mean business. So why not try to take him out? You know, what do you think?
Well, I think if you would have shot, obviously if you bring a tank, you mean business, but the governor's smart enough to know, I don't want to blow a bunch of holes where I want to live.
But he did, though.
But once he realized the fight was on, I think, I don't know if he would have let them walk away, but I think he would have let them think they could walk away and try to keep the place as intact as possible.
But yes.
And blowing it up was last ditch. Like, it was the same thing I said when he, you know, lit the place, when he lit Woodbury on fire. It's the equivalent of like
flipping the
checkerboard because I'm not winning.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't have the prison. You can't have the prison. I'm going to make it completely inhabitable.
So yeah, but that, what that says to me is like, so many people bought into the idea that, oh, the governor, he's going to change. His family's going to change. No, he's not, because that's who he is deep down inside. And I never had any illusions about him, you know, possibly changing. And secondly, while we're at it, I don't care if you get hit in the back of the head with a golf club and you're drunk. If you're getting dragged toward a pit of zombies, you're going to fight back. You're not just going to go, nah, nah, nah.
Wow, that was an amazing impersonation.
I'm just saying. But
so you think the Mexicans should have got better is what you're saying?
Why let him out of the pit? You know what he's capable of.
I think Martinez was swayed by the fact that he was with a child and two women. And
get them out of the pit. That's fine. Sorry.
Yeah, all I had to do was take the kid and be like, deuces.
Yeah, and like we pointed out in that episode, Michonne and Herschel are right next to each other with their hands tied in front of them. They can't untie each other and no one's around.
Yeah.
They can't untie. There were so many holes in
that. They can't, like, look around for a knife.
Yeah, or something in there. There's got to be
some sort of blunt. Or
Michonne
sharp,
is a superhero.
Yeah.
We all know. She can make a, you know, a bomb out of, like, you know.
She's MacGyver.
Yeah, she can MacGyver something. Like, I just didn't buy that. Like, there was a lot of stuff that, there, while it was awesome, there was a lot of stuff about that episode that like, kind of, what this show always, it's not a perfect show.
No.
And I think that's frustrating to a lot of people because I think, you know, but there's only, you can't have zombies every, you just get tired of it. It's overkill. You can't have, there can't be, you have to have some, there's, it has to be a human element to it.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not as critical as you. I never, like, you and I, you'll bring things up and I'll be like, oh yeah, like, that's right. I'm in it purely for the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why I read crappy books that I read, listen to crappy music. Like, I just want to be entertained. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need it to be flawless. I don't need it to be, you know, without holes in the plots or whatever. Like, I just want to be entertained for an hour, you know, be a little freaked out, like,
no.
And how many texts did I send you with the F word whilst watching?
It's a good, I would argue against people who say it's a bad show. It's not a great show.
But I think when you compare it to 90% of what else is out there, it's high caliber, especially for something that's not like an HBO.
Yeah.
That has a lot more money, and then they can do, you know, all the sex and whatever they want to do to, you know, kind of
bring the viewers in,
keep you, you know, watching. I think compared to what's out there, it's got to be up towards the top.
Yeah, it's one of the better shows. The quality, you know, it's got a very cinematic quality. I think people just get frustrated because the characters don't seem to develop. You know, the characters are pretty much where they are, where they were. You know what I mean?
It's based on a comic.
That's what I say too, but that's always the argument. People are like, that's no excuse.
You can't stray too terribly far from your source material.
That's true. That's true. Let's talk about the... So you would give this season thumbs up, thumbs down, middle thumb?
No, thumbs up. I've been happy with it. I've been very entertained. I've been freaked out. I've been like, dear God, how, you know, with Herschel and the little girl. And I even think, you know...
I love the idea that they had the flu, like, because
yeah.
Nobody thinks about that. Like, there's no medicine. There's nothing. Like, yeah. You're starting over.
And you figure if there is, I mean, how long has it been... that medicine's going to be expired. Is it any good? What does it, you know, there's a lot of things, yeah, you don't think about. And so it's, but I have been thoroughly entertained.
I'm just wondering, I was looking at you right now when you were talking. And I was just wondering what picture you're going to let me post for the photo.
Oh.
Of the.
Yeah, wow.
Do you
wow.
not want one?
We'll talk later.
Can I put your drill team photo?
Shut up. No.
Let me put that one up.
You can put our prom picture.
I will. You know I will. I'll totally do it.
It's already on my Facebook, though.
Is it really?
I think it's one of ours.
I'll steal it from yours.
I think it's my junior year.
How do you feel about the fact... Okay, you have no idea this is coming out. But how do you feel about the fact... Okay, so apparently they have chosen a Wonder Woman to be in the new Batman Superman movie because they're really going to try to push towards... getting the Justice League done.
I saw that post that you posted, but I didn't get a chance to.
And I don't know. I'm not familiar with the actress.
I was too busy watching The Chew.
I just hate the fact that it's called The Chew. God, that's awful.
Anyways.
Somebody's mad. Oh, Martin is mad at me because I used the word din-din. Remember my dad used to say din-din, like what's for din-din? And Martin says that's just as bad as Preggers. How is that just as bad?
Well, we all have our things. Just let him have Din Din and move on.
But I like to have Din Din.
Well, you have Din Din. Just let him be upset about it.
What's your thing? What's your word that like just, ugh.
I don't know.
Preggers is up there, man. Ugh. Just make, ugh.
See, those things don't bother me too much.
Oh, when our daughter said adorbs, I died inside a little bit.
Yeah, no. I think the thing that bothers me most... you know, along the line of like preggers or is when they, what do they call it? Shipping that couples where they marry their names together. So you have like Brangelina.
Oh yeah. 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 You don't like that?
No.
What would we be?
Awesome.
We already are. Okay. So let's jump really quick to, Doctor Who, man. Like, okay. You're finally caught up.
Finally. Like, 2 days before the 50th anniversary, I finally caught up, which I'm not upset about because it was still, like, fresh in my mind.
And now, did you go back and listen to the panel we did? Because I know you had saved it because you didn't want to spoil it for yourself. Have you gone back to listen to it yet?
I have not gone back.
What did you think of season 7?
Which one is season 7?
That's the one
we
just finished with Clara or Clara, who is adorable. What did you think of that season? That whole...
my dead air.
That's good radio.
It's fantastic. I liked it. I don't... See, I don't know which one is my favorite season.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think it was my favorite season.
In talking to the hardcore, like the people that we have, like, you know, Shayna and Rose and... Julie and Casey and Martin and other people that we work with. Duviana, shout out to Duviana. I think this season for me was the weakest And the thing I didn't like about it was that they didn't really give time to develop Claire because everything was so, every episode seemed to start right in the middle of something. Like they would just drop into it, you know, which is good for kind of like getting the show going. And it would be good if maybe Claire was in like her second season.
Yeah.
But I feel like because they didn't give time to develop her.
We didn't really know her.
So when she made the big sacrifice at the end of the season and she went into his time stream and then you figure out that's how she's the impossible girl. It didn't mean as much as to say Rose had done it or like Donna Noble had done it or, you know.
Yeah.
Even, I feel like even my girl Martha. I feel like she got a better shake. Like, you know, she was just... I just don't think... Because when Matt Smith came in, the show went over to Stephen Moffat. And Stephen Moffat had written Blink, which was, you know, one of the best episodes. And then, if not the best episode. And then he wrote the one with the introduced River, Silence in the Library. Where, you know, hey, who turned out the lights? So he really knows how to write for the Doctor. But I just feel like he... kind of for the companions, I think we got so used to with Rose, especially the companions, and you knew everything about them, which was a huge step, I guess, because I never really watched the original series, but that was a huge step away from the way the companions had been portrayed in the original series. And so you really got to know them. You got to know her family and you got to know her boyfriend and all this other stuff. And you got to know the Pond. You got to know the Pond sort of. But the way he wrote Amy Pond was just so frustrating because she was like a typical girl. Like, oh, I'm fickle. I like the Doctor and I'm going to, you know, and it was, she was just frustrating. Like the one where she got old because she went into that, she was quarantined. You remember they went to that planet and she was quarantined and she was all bitter about being old because she waited. Whereas Rory had waited 2,000 years with like nary a complaint. So it just made her like seem just very shallow and unlikable. Like you kind of disliked her at the end of, you know, I was more sad about Rory dying at the end of, what is it? The Angels Take Manhattan than I was about Amy Pond. And I know that's going to make some people mad. So I feel like, what frustrated me about the 50th was that Clara was so good and she played such an important role and she basically got the Doctor to forgive himself for the way he's been since he became, you know, the ninth Doctor.
For the choice he made.
Yeah, for the choice he made, and she helped him get out of that and was such a big part of that. And it's like, why haven't you been writing her this good thus far? Aside from that, I thought that the 50th anniversary was amazing.
Yeah. I like that you had Rose, but she wasn't really Rose, but she was Rose enough type thing.
She was still there. Yeah. I think a lot of people would like to see the old team back, but I kind of like that they did it because it let David Tennant just have his moment. I like that David Tennant almost had like a mini episode. It felt like you were just watching another episode when he was, you know, like it didn't felt like he had been away from the role. It just, he stepped right back into it.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of like nice little nods to all the other Doctors and stuff, you know, that we've gleaned from being fans that, you know, that, you know, yeah. I didn't really watch that show was on when I was a kid, but I had never
heard of it really as a kid.
It was on PBS and I always wanted to get into it cause I knew it had like the Daleks and stuff and it was stuff that I thought I would like, but it was just so, and then it was shot on like video. So it just looked like they were doing it in somebody's basement and the special effects were terrible. So it was like, it wasn't enough as a kid for me to be interested.
So was that 70s?
When I was a kid, it was 70s. It was Tom Baker when I was really little. And then it would run, it was on PBS all the time. And then I think they went to film like in the 80s. I'd catch it once in a while. And I would just kind of go, oh man, those special effects are awful. And talk about a switch. There was a really weird, remember Max Headroom?
Mm-hmm.
For the 80s, the kids in the 80s, Max Headroom was this thing. It was played by Matt Frewer, and he used to sell Coke. He did Coke commercials, but he was like an MTV kind of, like, he was supposed to be computer-generated, but it was a guy in makeup, and they just made it look like, they had like a CGI background. It was all like vector graphics in the background, and he would talk and kind of glitch. Remember, he would like do a buy a new Coke, like do that kind of stuff. Yeah. And like, so... I don't know if you know about this. In the 70s and in like the 80s, like in, I think it was in Chicago, this guy broke into, they still haven't caught the guy, but he broke into like a feed, like from like, it was like the Chicago, I think it was like the NBC affiliate for like 10 seconds and broke in dressed as Max Headroom. Well, the people, the engineers at the station were able to move it to like a different, move the signal to like a different, whatever, like change it to a different feed. So he only took it down for like 10 seconds, but he jumped on the PBS feed in Chicago and they didn't have that type of power. It was like a small, you know, public, it's a public station. So he was able to like break into the transmission for like a minute and he did this weird Max Headroom thing where he's yelling and a woman's like spanking him. It's super creepy when you watch the video. Look it up. Look up Max Headroom, you know, transmission piracy or that God, why would you look that up? But just look up, you know.
Look it up now.
Like, Google it. It happened in like 86, 87. But they broke in an episode of Doctor Who. And I always just think, oh, look at those. Because it said like it caused like this huge, that the PBS station got letters and that all these people were like really pissed. And I looked it up the other day and they showed this lady, this girl. And she was like young. She was maybe like a teenager. She was like, that show's ruined. I'm going to have to tape over it. Like, and I was just cracking up because back in the day, I'd be like, why would you be upset about missing like Doctor Who? Like, but I mean, that speaks to the quality of the show because I know now if something like that happened, I'd be pissed. Yeah. I'd be like, what do you mean? I don't get to see, you know, so the show has always had that quality of writing where the characters are, you know, he's a good character and people want to see it no matter what the special effects are, because I just went and watched, I'm starting the second season of David Tennant again, and boy, those are some rough special effects. Like, not having seen him in a while.
Yeah, I came in and you were watching the one with in France with the clockwork.
Oh, yeah, that one's actually good because those are.
But when he comes through the picture through the on mirror. The mirror on the horse, it was like, wow, like. The green screen must have been muddy.
He did not even look like he belonged in the same movie.
No.
The dimensions were all off.
Yeah, it was completely like, what?
Yeah, it, but you know. They,
and is it just me or did the horse just magically disappear? Like, I don't even remember what happened to the horse after he got off of it.
Well, because there was mayhem. It was total mayhem. But we're so spoiled by the Matt Smiths now where they're like, you know, the 50s started with like this huge like space battle. Which, you know, isn't by movie standards, is still like, oh yeah, that's a TV show. But by that show standards, that's huge. That show's never had a budget like that. And so, you know, you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt because they really, like once Matt Smith took over, I think because of Tenet, but once Smith took over, they just started throwing money at it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were seeing billboards here in the States, you know, for the promo. Like, you had never seen that before for that show.
Yeah.
And it's a show that's been around, you know, for 50 years, but I loved it. I thought they really paid homage to the fans, and I thought Matt Smith and David Tennant were great together.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to see.
I want to see more of that. I just want to see like an episode where he just drops in from time to time.
I just want them to hang out and like record it.
Yeah. It was really cool. I was super, super pleased with it. So if you haven't seen it yet, we just spoiled the whole thing. Right.
Spoiler alert.
I thought John Hurt was great. I would have loved to see his doctor, and like I wish.
Yeah, I think he would have been good as a doctor.
I think now that I think the nice thing too is they kind of set the table for having an older doctor too, because the guy who's going to take over is somewhere between John Hurt and Matt Smith. Like, you know, oh whoa! I guess I'm excited. That was a hiccup and a burp all at the same time. Okay.
He's mine, ladies. Stay away.
I want to get a layman's, a laywoman's. That sounds dirty. I would like to get a bitch's review on the Xbox One. We just got an Xbox One.
Because bitches don't play Xbox?
Oh, there's some bitches that play Xbox.
Exactly.
Check out my highlight reels. Boom. So let me ask you this. As a person who we've had it in the house for a week now, two weeks?
Whatever day it came out.
A week or two.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. No one has them now. Jake Kerr's been trying to find one and cannot find one. So thank you, seriously. As a person who has, I would say, zero to no interest
Is there a negative reference?
In gaming, aside from like the casual games you play on your phone, obviously your love of Candy Crush is...
And Harry Potter, Lego.
Harry Potter,
I'm
Lego.
I'm all about the Lego Harry Potter.
I would say, I would definitely say you're a very extremely casual gamer.
Yeah.
What are your impressions of the Xbox One?
Well, like we talked about, I really like all the entertainment. First thing in the morning, Xbox can go F itself because it will not turn on via voice command for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one in the family that doesn't work for. I think it knows I'm not a gamer and it's like, no.
It's like the TARDIS. It doesn't like you.
It doesn't like me.
Yeah. You're Clara.
I'm Clara.
You are adorable.
I literally, like, maybe the first day used the remote a little bit. Other than that, I haven't touched the remote for the new one.
Give me a percentage, because you're using it for TV a lot more than I am. What percentage of the time does it get to the channels you need? How many times do you have to repeat yourself?
I really think I've only had to repeat myself once or twice.
Okay.
And it's been, I've asked for ABC and it's gone to NBC,
mm-hmm.
which I think that it's done that maybe twice to me. So very, you know, two of the same letters. So I can kind of like, let it go. Once it's on, all my commands, it will turn off. It will change channels. It will do all the things I want it to do via voice command. The only time I use a remote is if we're TiVoing something or, you know, watching something via TiVo. But you can also, if you're watching something, you can tell it to pause or fast forward. Like, you just kind of got to get into it via the...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, if you're watching live TV, you can tell it rewind.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Or you can tell it, if you say, like, go back, it goes back, like... just like a quick couple of seconds, or you can tell it rewind. And if you say rewind, it like rewinds a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. The entertainment part of it, I love.
Yeah. And it's, for, you know, just for people that don't know, say we have a Blu-ray and we want to go to Netflix. We can just say, go to apps, go to Netflix. It'll stop the Blu-ray. And then when we say go back to Blu-ray, it goes, and it's almost like, it's the same speed as, would you say, like flipping a channel almost, like maybe a little slower?
Slightly slower, maybe, but not
like,
by much.
Maybe there's like a second or two delay. But so if you have a game running and you decide you want to watch the, you know, catch the scores on ESPN, you just say Xbox, go to ESPN, and it goes to ESPN, and there's thing, and then you just go Xbox, play game, you go back and you're right in the game, right where you left off.
Yeah. I haven't done that, but I know it does that, which is really cool.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I guess, were worried that the Kinect was going to have the same problems it was having. And it's almost like this is Kinect. Like, I feel like the Kinect for the 360 was in beta. And this is like the full release. Because we were playing that game with the kid, and it actually picks up. In order to increase the throttle, you squeeze your hand. It's like a Wave Runner game, but you squeeze your hand and it picks it up. You're able to, it moves and it's very, there's no, the only thing that's a little clunky is using, the Kinect to move to navigate the menus and having to hold it. And there's no instructions that.
Yeah. And I haven't done any of that yet.
Yeah.
I know you and the girl have.
But as far as just, you know, so I wanted to get like a non-gamer's perspective on it.
Yeah. Well, and I was really, you know, because I'll watch you play video games, you know, and mock you and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, what game was it? Because, you know, I always get it wrong.
Battlefield 4.
So you put in Battlefield.
Which you'd seen me play on the Xbox for like the last month.
The 360 month. I've been watching, you know, I'd seen this kind of progression as you've gotten new games. And it was like instant. The second on the Xbox One, the game started, like, it was so much more clear. And I mean, I was like, wow, like literally instantly I was like, it looks just like the box.
Yeah. These are the best graphics ever, dude.
But it was probably the closest to that.
It looked like it looked on the commercials.
On the commercials. Yeah. Cause usually you're like, graphics don't look nothing like that commercial.
What's funny is when I first got the Xbox One before I played Battlefield, I was looking at, Jeremy, he was posting clips of the game. And when I saw the graphics, I was like, well, they look pretty much close. They look close, just like the 360, not realizing that they compressed the video.
Yeah.
And so you get your, the clips are basically at 360 quality, but the, that's really the game where I really noticed.
Yeah. Well, and then when I walked in that day and you were playing the driving game.
Oh yeah.
And Forza, I was like,
Forza.
I was like, oh, look, you're in Dubai. Because I had recognized one of the buildings from having just watched an episode of The Amazing Race.
Just tell people.
Yes, I watch crappy TV.
Actually, The Amazing Race is good.
It's a lot of fun. So yeah, I was like, hey, you're in Dubai. Like, they just did a challenge at that racetrack. But because of that one very distinct building, I was like, oh, you're in Dubai. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm excited for, and I think this, the first generation of games is, a lot of them were stuff that were maybe made for the 360 and they do, you know, came along at a later stage. So I think a year from now, you're really going to start seeing games that are really, you know, just making the most of that, of the new graphics and stuff. So
I'm excited to try that Zoo Tycoon.
Yeah. We're going to definitely pick that up towards Christmas. And, you know, I just think that if you kind of want to integrate your entertainment, I would say that Xbox is the way to go. You know, there's room enough now for two consoles. Obviously, you know, the last generation had two. I think now we're pretty entrenched. I don't think people are waiting to see if something is going to go under. Even the Wii U is now starting to get to a point where it was kind of under. I think it's getting to the point now where there's going to start. Nintendo's really going to start pushing more games for it. And I think they were trying to do what Xbox did because they have the Nintendo TV and all that. But it just doesn't work as well as the Xbox. The Xbox integrated all the TV and stuff flawlessly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we were a little worried, you know, with like, do we actually hook in the TiVo? What if it doesn't record?
Yeah. Well, I knew it would. I just didn't want to go back and screw something up. And then like, oh, TiVo's going to reboot because that TiVo box is, we got a refurbished one. And I think that's the cause of a lot of our problems.
It might be. Yeah.
Well, that's going to wrap it up today, guys. We're going to say goodbye. We just wanted to give you a little Walking Dead, little Doctor Who, and a little Xbox review. Wife, thank you so much for stepping in when I didn't have a guest today.
You're welcome. I'm sure I'll hate it when I hear it, but it's been fun.
That's the way your voice sounds, though.
It sounds horrible.
Imagine my... See? Think of me.
I just flipped him off.
No, because like when I hear this, I'm like, my God, I have the voice... Listen to those, that melodious, these pipes, you know, they're
melodious.
You get to hear this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen to what I have to listen to. Mm. It's like a velociraptor.
At least I've gotten better when I order at a drive thru.
Oh yeah. I feel bad. I feel bad that I make fun of you and then you end up like modifying your behavior. Like, what was it about the straw? I said one time I like the way you drink to a straw and you never drank to a straw that way again.
Yeah. We're not going to go there.
It was just, it wasn't.
We're not going to go there.
But it wasn't even like, it was just cute. You would just do this thing and I would just be like, oh, it's so cute the way you drink to a straw. And you never did it again. My favorite thing is when you use a video camera and you have the eye.
Because I can only wink one eye. So I have to like. It's covering my entire face because it's made for people who can wink the other eye or both eyes.
You're adorable. I'm so tired. I only got like, for a guy who didn't get much sleep, I got up with an amazing burst of energy and I started cleaning up and then I just realized now, oh yeah, I'm tired. Okay. I got to go finish my laundry. So you have any parting words, wife?
No, it was good.
Wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, you want to give me real quick your favorite things of the year? Do you have like, is anything, like what was your favorite movie this year?
I needed to prepare. My favorite movie of the year. Wow. What did we see this year?
Gravity's pretty near the top for me.
Yeah, Gravity was good.
My man, Pacific Rim is up there.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because I'm not, again, as picky.
Were there any good albums that you listened to that came out this year?
I did really like the Lord album.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. The first one she brought out. Mm-hmm. The second one's good, too, but I like the first one. Yeah, I really liked that. I'm trying to look at my thing real quick. Because I listen to crappy music.
Everybody listens to crappy music.
But yeah, I think the Lord album was was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really short, so it's kind of on replay, just at a default, because it's like 5 songs.
That's perfect for me. What? Oh, you have headphones on, huh?
Yeah, I can hear.
Yeah, I should have asked you that ahead of time. I just want to say, I would say that for movies, I'm putting Gravity up near the top. Pacific Rim was my favorite all year, and then Gravity kind of knocked it down a notch, but it's still up there. Two Mexican directors, so, you know, keeping it brown.
I'd have to, like, go back and be like, what all did I watch?
I heard the buffalo just now. Did you hear the buffalo?
Wow, it really amplifies.
You're right?
Wow.
Imagine that.
Sorry.
I don't think even any of our neighbors listen, so we'll tell a secret. We have neighbors who are really loud, and they sound like a herd of buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
It's fun. It's
fun. Yeah. They share a wall with us, and so we get to hear. Also, do not know how to close a door.
It's gotten better.
Without slamming it.
Since I yelled at them.
It's, you know what, and we hate to be that way, but it's been pretty much 2 solid years of, have we been here 2 years already?
Yeah. Halloween was 2 years.
So we've had 2 solid years of just really loudness. Aside from that, you know, it's fine. It's just loud sometimes. I guess we're loud. You think they like hearing battlefield noises at 3 in the morning?
But you're pretty good about when it's if you're going to be really loud, you have your headphones on.
Yeah.
Because you will wake up.
Let me ask you a question. When you come home and daddy's sitting there with his headset on, is there any, and in his Captain America pajamas, is there anything sexier?
No. Well, other than wearing a Star Wars shirt and holding a sonic screwdriver, maybe.
In front of a Spider-Man poster?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you had to just, did you swoon?
I did.
Did you get the vapors?
My knees buckled.
Are you still looking at your phone?
Yeah, but I'm still talking.
I feel like we're at dinner.
I'm... Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go there?
Yep.
Suck it, bitch. You need to put your phone down, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at
movies. I'm talking... We're talking. Nobody would know I was looking.
Okay, we're over... I got to go get my laundry, so I keep saying that. It's laundry day here.
That's all I get? Those 2 things?
Well, you want to come back later and we can do another episode. Why don't you save it and I got an idea. We'll do an episode. You and I will call it a few of our favorite things. And we'll just talk about things we like this year.
Okay.
And it can be anything. It can be movies or whatever. And I was gonna do that with a couple of other people. We'll have one. I can just do like a bunch of interviews and that's what I'm going to do. That's the idea for my show. It's going to be a few of my favorite things.
Well, that could be good to do. To kind of maybe keep things going throughout the holiday season.
Stuff you like this year. You know what I did like this year? I liked Raindrops on Roses and Whiskers on Kittens. Are you going to let Isabella watch the live?
I had absolutely no intention of it.
Okay, yeah, because I don't know. I think she would like it, and I think probably in that format she'd like it better than watching The Sound of Music. Just saying.
Yeah, I
she loves a musical.
I agree with... Jimmy Pardo's son, didn't he not? Or no, it was Joel Stein's son.
Yeah, yeah.
Was like, what?
Yeah, did not like it. Nope. Good for that kid. that movie is laborious. By the way, do not see Frozen. That's our final recommendation. Definitely putting that at the bottom of the 2 worst movies. I think Superman Returns and Frozen were like just...
Wow, so the Despicable Me 2 is above.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. That was terrible, too. Oh,
but you didn't fall asleep.
I didn't fall asleep. The songs were... Despicable Me 2 was terrible. There's no amount of Minions that make that movie good. I think we're overhyping the Minions. Okay, that's it. And while we're at it, guys, I know your generation... There's a lot of younger guys. Anchorman 2... Not good enough to quote that much, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I'm calling it out right there. That movie, it's an overquoted movie.
Is it even out?
I'm sorry. Why did I say Anchorman 2? The original Anchorman, not San Diego meaning a whale's vagina, not that funny. I'm sorry. I like Will Ferrell, but so many people quote that movie, and it's just, it's no Caddyshack. It's no Airplane as far as being able to quote. It's just, I'm, you know, I sound like an old man, but I mean, it was funny. I liked it. I liked it. I liked Anchorman, but it's just like so many people way overquote that movie. You know?
It's because of where you work.
Maybe. Maybe. Speaking of where I work, go Kings. And go Bruins. There's my favorite thing of the year.
Yeah. We could have lost every other game. And I would have still been like, successful season.
And here's why. We'll say it together. I'll say it with you here. I don't care. Everybody we know that went to that school. Robert Carlos. Colonel. Jenny. My buddy Jenny Shim. Way less annoying and arrogant. Most of them are humble people that I get along with and I'm fine with and aren't shoving it in my face. It's the people who did not go to that school that are the most arrogant, that talk the most trash. They just run their mouths. And it's just like, they just feel like, oh yeah, that like somehow like the football gods are just going to always bestow their love. And they can't understand why all of a sudden they're being shunned by, you know, by like nobody, they're not getting any respect. And they're the worst. They are literally, and I'm going to say this, San Francisco Giants fans included, USC fans, worst fans. I'm saying it. I'm calling it out. You want to start a war? You want to go to war? Okay. You want to play rough? Okay. Say hello to my little friend, Brett Hundley. they're the most arrogant. Just the amount of vulgar, classless, tasteless posts I read on Facebook leading up to the game. Just terrible. Like just the worst. And
I don't know who in the world you are friends with on Facebook, because I did not see any of that madness.
There was a lot of it. There was a lot of it going around. A lot of it getting reposted, passed around. And, you know, hey, I'm not friends with a lot of those people anymore, so it's fine.
Say, it might be time to thin to her.
I thinned it down. But, it's just the arrogance and the just, Look, I didn't go to UCLA, okay? I mean, but I like, you know what? And I think part of the reason is I've gotten older is I like the Bruins mainly because they're not USC. You know what I mean? Like inherently, like let's be honest, like the football program has not had anything near the success that the basketball program has. You know, if you're going to root for UCLA. And by the way, while we're at it, none of this, I root for UCLA in basketball.
You can't be both. No. Like different seasons.
No. BS. Yeah. Oh, the Angels are my American League team, but the Dodgers. No. You have one team. That's who you follow.
Agreed.
You know, that's it.
Because like, American League's not real baseball.
Thank you. You know how many people are going to be like, why are girls talking about sports? You know what you're talking about. I love when I come home sometimes. I'll tell you what's sexy. When I come home sometimes and you're watching baseball that isn't even a team that we follow, and you're just like, I just wanted to watch some baseball. That.
Yeah, I get a, especially preseason. I get like, I need a little baseball fix.
Baseball fix. Sexy time.
So.
Sexy time. Why have we not embraced the NFL in this household?
Because there's not a local team.
Yeah, I don't feel right.
Yeah. We can't go outside. I mean, everything else is LA. So we can't go outside. So I'm down with, if they bring a team other than like the Raiders, I'd prefer like a new team. Yeah. That would be awesome. But as long as they don't bring the Raiders back, like
would you root for the Chargers?
If they brought him up, yeah, I'd root for him. I don't really have an issue at this point.
Yeah. They go powder blue.
Yeah. I got nothing, you know. We stay blue.
Yeah. So, by the way, you know, just I exempted some USC fans there, if you notice. Some of, you know, you're not all jerks, but a lot of people, it's the worst. It's the worst. And by the way, while we're at it, wear one article of clothing like a normal fan. Okay, if we go to a Dodger game, I'll wear the jersey and the hat sometimes. I'll wear my batting practice jersey and I'll wear a hat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We're at the stadium. okay, you're at the game, wear as much gear as you want. You know, put on your Mardi Gras beads, put on your scarf, whatever you want. If you're just going to the store.
Your choices were my prom dress or every piece of SC gear I own.
Yeah, it's like you don't need to have the hat plus the sweatshirt or those quarter zip. You know, which one I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. With like a USC polo underneath, like you could, sticking out so you could see it. With your, you know, red and gold shoelaces and your, you know, pom-pom, your red and gold.
SC sweatpants.
Oh, God, it's the worst.
With SC across the butt.
Ugh.
We need to wrap this up.
I'll wrap you up. All right. Go Bruins. We went off on a tangent.
Speaking of baseball, because we kind of brought it up, it's 85 days till spring training.
Look at you.
I have a countdown on my
Dodgers
phone.
Are not picking anybody up. And I mean, we're letting a lot of people go.
Let them go.
We picked up Dan Heron. We let Belisario go.
We did?
Yes.
Did you tell your daughter that her favorite player retired?
Ted Lilly?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get her on the Clayton Kershaw train, but she won't. She will not. Like, Ted Lilly's her favorite. She's so bitter about him.
Yeah, she was bitter about Ted Lilly going. She was really bitter when Cruz went.
Oh, yeah, because she likes saying Cruz.
Yeah.
You got to produce, man.
We are raising that kid right.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to produce or you're out. That's what she's learning. Okay. Bring some money in.
Yeah, man.
Go Ted Cruz. Designated.
Ted Cruz.
What? Is it Ted Cruz? Oh, God. Can you imagine if our daughter was a little Ted Cruz telling us we shouldn't have health insurance? All right, everybody. That's it. We'll be back.